actually start over if we are trying to get to true artificial intelligence, which again, probably a good thing. I don't think ready. So
here's a couple of scenarios. In the future, you're going to have a government-based AI. This is the one that your state has sponsored and says, this is the answers you can get from your state's AI. You're going to have a corporate AI. This is this company's AI, and it's going to spin things maybe a little bit here and there. You're going to have a research AI that's like, I'm going to try to avoid politics in the corporate world because I don't want to make anybody mad and lose all my grants, but we're going to try to stick to the science and avoid these things. And what if they just don't agree? Like, and then what? Then administrations can go in and change the algorithm for the government AI, and the corporation can get taken over by another corporation.
Where again, this
a
is
a very rich person has an ideology that they want infused into the AI because they own the technology.
Anybody, like you said,
very, very much like the world we're already living in today.
It is the AIs. Or the algorithms that are created by the corporations that get regulated by the government, but then become generally intelligent, and then they start talking to each other and training each other, and then they make their own algorithm government. Yeah.
And the only way we'll be able to have any secrets is with squid spy gadgets.
Ooh, tell me about that. Yes, please.
This is a flexible screen inspired in part by how a squid can store and display encrypted, display images on its surface. And they're.
I thought you were going to say squids could do encrypted messages. It is kind of.
Well, yeah, that's what they're.
Yeah.
So instead of having an electronic device, they have a magnetic field device that they're sort of creating for these screens. This is in the Advanced Materials for University of Michigan engineers, according to Yoreg Lehan, professor of chemical engineering, co-corresponding author of the study. It's one of the first times, quick interruption. I get that a lot of research papers.
Hello, hello, KDVS, listeners of KDVS. This is DJ Mad Dog, joined by
Young DJ DK. You are listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM, listener-supported radio, freeform radio for Northern California. And DJ Mad Dog, we're also joined by
DJ Vera.
DJ Vera in the house. And what are we listening to right now? I'm really confused.
You're listening to Community Coordination. New PA show just dropped. Run by your community coordinators.
Oh, yeah.
Community Coordination.
Oh, yeah, we're goated. So, DJ Mad Dog, say I'm listening to Kate.
Low-key, the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDS sponsors, or the University of California.
I don't know.
controversial take, yeah, but thanks.
Thank God, because what I'm about to say, no, I'm kidding. DJ Mad Dog, if I was listening to KDVS right now, what would you expect from community coordination? Like, what's the goal? What's the core of the show for this year? Because I believe we'll probably have the show throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Unless this completely flops, which I'm
no,
hoping.
No, don't say it. Don't say
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Dump. No, I'm kidding. What would you say is the core of this show?
The core of this show, we're going to have mad heads in here every week. We're going to have some of the new volunteer class, some people training to be DJs will come on, talk with young DJ DK and I. We don't have new volunteers yet, so this first week is kind of like, I don't know, it's a little like preface.
Yeah, intro yeah. slash little chiller intro. Week,
yep.
Niche week. National celebration of KDVS week, but no volunteers yet. But yeah, we'll probably do a bunch of stuff. Have a bunch of different people in here, rotating voices.
Mm-hmm.
Today we are just joined by DJ Vera, which is pretty epic too. But not a volunteer, a real KDVS legend established.
I was a volunteer once a year ago.
As
that
we,
was me.
As we all were. So that's.
We were in the same volunteer class. Shout out fall 20.
Yeah, okay. I was the class, I guess, before that. I was spring 2023. Wow.
Dang, we're all pretty like.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I was
young
was,
blood.
Yeah, we are pretty young. We're what, third and second years?
Yeah.
Third and second years, yeah. Well, we're here now, and it's gonna be pretty epic. I assume we'll probably do some game shows. We'll probably do some small themed music blocks. Probably some deep interviews, some deep dives into things. I think we have a deep dive planned for today.
Yep.
But before we get into anything, we're going to play a word from sponsors and miscellaneous other people. But KDVS Davis, Community Coordination, Young DJ DK.
And DJ Mad Dog. See you on the flip.
The flip.
Here at KDVS, we're searching for a few public affairs hosts.
Imagine talking on air with underrepresented communities,
reviewing movies,
or even singing live karaoke. In case you're wondering, anyone is eligible.
And as you can tell, the possibilities are endless.
If you're interested, please email us at programming@kdvs.org.
Marillion.
Yes.
Genesis.
Jethro Tull.
Porcupine Tree.
King Crimson.
Camel.
Kansas.
Rush.
These are among the many adventurous artists of progressive rock featured each week on the Prog Rock Palace.
Musicians that expand the boundaries of rock, exploring its greatest potential with inventive melodies, time signatures, and extended on the only place you'll find it in Northern California, 90.3 KDVS.
So, from what I remember, me and DJ Mad Dog, we taught the summer seminars, and it went very well. Thoughts on the summer seminars?
I'd say it was good. It was a nice little like learning moment. I'm excited for things to be in person. Summer seminars were over Zoom, if you didn't know.
Yes.
Which, harder to catch a vibe.
Harder to catch a vibe. Seminars, for those who don't know who are listening, are basically the way we indoctrinate and inform the new, not indoctrinate, I shouldn't say that. The way we teach volunteers how to become radio DJs, just the rules and the standard procedures. It's not too robust in terms of like rigor, but it's a good time. However, one thing we thought that we should do was include more visuals in the seminar slides on how to do certain things. So I believe now live on air we will be showing how to do a certain amount of things.
Fun for listeners, if you've never been on air, don't know how to use the soundboard or things like that, maybe you can get a little a little demo.
Can so you
DJ Vera, right? Okay, lit.
We're going. So if I hold the sneeze button, not to be confused with Smeeze, a popular Fortnite dance. You will not hear what I'm about to say. I'm not going to say anything bad, though. I believe that should have worked, but it maybe didn't.
I think it probably did. Okay. I'd bet money on it.
We're locked in. Yep. So, maybe we could look back in the archive and see if it said hello, it but worked. We're just going to trust that it it didn't work. It didn't work, right, DJ Vera? DJ Vera just checked and
didn't hear it.
They,
okay.
They didn't hear the hello. So, sneeze button works, but remember, use sparingly.
And see, it's counting. Recharge, period.
Got the same recharge as the dump button. Oh yeah, it's recharging. However, since it's not at 8, we can still use it once, but we might not be able to use it twice. So DJ Mad Dog, an embarrassing secret that you'd like to be dumped. No, I'm just kidding. Say anything.
No one heard it.
No one has ever heard the deepest, darkest secret of DJ Mad Dog, so we're lucky. For the listeners, we were just showing how to use some of the technical equipment in KDVS. What should we do next? Should we do a cart machine next?
Yeah, let's do another cart. If you really enjoyed that last message, get ready to hear a new one.
Wait, which one are you thinking? What's your favorite cart, DJ Mad Dog?
Well, I was a big fan of Indie Express, but it's like dead now. Wow. So
they still have the show upsetting. Cart. We could play it in like
in a memoriam type deal.
In memoriam of Indie Express, we will play the Indie Express cart. So what we're gonna do? DJ Mad Dog, you handle it.
Should we switch it up? Okay. Okay. We're gonna play a message right now for everyone listening. Stay tuned if you would like to do so. Bye.
My train! Wait, what's that?
It's the Indie Express!
Tune in alternating Wednesdays from 12 to 2 a.m.
for fire music, Japanese curry reviews,
and freestyling!
Only on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM.
It's hard. It's hard to play a cart in this economy. However, what we did was ready. DJ Mad Dog's gonna click on Small Axe Radio. I don't know. Yeah, Small Axe Radio. DJ Gonzo.
And load. Load cart.
And then.
And then you hit this play button when you want to play it, and make sure the cart button is on. And then, like, if I was playing Small Axe Radio and I wanted to play Public Affairs right after, I can hit this. Set trigger from cart one button.
Should we give a review of the Small Axe Radio and Public Affairs cart? Or I guess we already heard the Public Affairs cart. Let's throw another cart in there.
Yeah, we'll throw another one. Okay.
Super carts up in here. Like it's high school.
We'll do a recycle cart.
No. Not a banger?
Sorry, I was locked in. All right, we'll load it
air
in
ball.
There. Okay. Now we're gonna do another cart. Thank you guys for listening. Get ready for a message. Peace.
Dad, you cannot wear that. That's a Rastafarian hat.
Hey, I've been Safarian since before you were born.
Wearing a Jamaican hat makes a bold statement about your connection to reggae music.
Well, excuse me.
You know what, Dad? Maybe we'll go exploring on our own for a while.
No, man, let's go home to Jamaica. I and I been in Babylon too long.
Bless up. This is Selector Gonzo here of Small Axe Radio. Tune into the Small Axe every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM.
I'm in a Caribbean mood tonight. How about giving me baby elephant walk with a little reggae kind of beat?
Go dancing, Homer. Get up, man. Get up.
Lively up.
We'll be right back.
What was that song, DJ Vera? Hello?
KDVS Davis? That was, hello. That was Remnants of a Night by Chain Wallet off of their self-titled album, Chain Wallet.
That was fire. I really enjoyed that one.
I love that song.
I really enjoyed that one, Chain Wallet.
Thank you for putting us on.
Yeah, thank you for putting us on. And you know, that video might live on for generations. Maybe not.
Me in the background?
Yeah. No, yeah. But you played the CD.
You took charge a little bit.
Guess
that
what?
Was impressive.
Me and DJ Mad Dog, we probably will be DJing for what? You have an alternating show?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a weekly 2-hour, but I'm not DJing. But no, I'm DJing. But I'm not playing music. Okay, 2 + 30. So we were 2 hours weekly plus 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Every other weekly, plus
yeah.
1 hour and 30 minutes every other weekly. So you divide. So basically, we're on air for 3 out of 24 times 7. What's 24 times 7, chat? Oh my gosh.
I got pretty lost in this.
The thing about me is I love to take the roundabout way to make a point. 168 hours in a week. Me and DJ Mad Dog are DJing for 3 of them. So we're only DJing 0.01% of the time. So point being, we need to see these other DJs in action.
Are we the top
1%? I don't know. Is that how decimals work?
I don't know.
This might be something we need to dive into on the next episode, because
guys, I hate to say it, but 0.017 means 1.7%. 0.1 is 10%. 1 is 100%. That's high-key how that
maybe.
Works.
Maybe.
Nah. Awkward.
You know, the last time I saw DJ Vera was after I bought a bike on Facebook Marketplace, and I named it Bronco because I was like, yeah, horse, because the horses are strong. But the bike broke multiple times, and eventually I was riding it with cat litter in my bag, and the seat fell off while I was riding it, so I had to throw it on the side of the road. So,
a little rough.
Mormon wives, anyone?
Yeah, should we delve in to the most epic show of all time, possibly?
It's pretty epic.
Is it The Secret Life of Mormon Housewives? Is that the full title?
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Mormon Wives.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. If you haven't watched it yet, there might be some spoilers ahead. So.
Yeah, spoiler alert on KDVS 90.3. We'll be going over the first episode, our thoughts, big concerns. So how did you stumble upon the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, DJ Mad Dogs? Let's just set the premise for the listeners here. How did you stumble upon?
I had some friends over, and two of them are into like a lot of dumb shows, like MILF Manor. That's another one that they're into. And DJ Lowkey Chill, if you're listening, shout out you, and DJ Mel Riz came over and decided to put it on. So we watched it, and I was really tuned in for the first episode, so I feel like I have a like solid knowledge of what happened in the first episode, but I watched two more episodes, but I wasn't locked in as much.
Yeah.
So I might have to like tune back in. What about you, young DJ DK? How did you figure out about this show?
I never knew about Mom Talk, but I hear Mom Talk is pretty huge.
I didn't know about Mom Talk either.
Yeah.
That was like crazy to me.
What the show is kind of about is this group of Mormon wives who live in Utah who formed a popular TikTok group called Mom Talk, in which they would dance and collaborate on videos. I didn't know about Mom Talk ever.
They low-key created it. Is what they say in the show. They created Mom Talk.
Yeah,
they run Mom Talk. Have you ever seen a Mom Talk video on your For You page?
I mean, maybe I have, and I didn't know.
It's like they're like dancing, or they do like trends, and they like all of the moms are like in videos, or like the mom and their like wife, husband, not wife. Yeah, it's not my For You page for sure. But
it wasn't my For You page either. But I really am enjoying the show. I think it's very, very interesting. What I did see before ever seeing Mom Talk was a video of Whitney renegating next to her baby, and
I saw that after the first episode.
So,
I feel like I've I've seen so many TikToks of moms. I totally could have seen one of these and not realized it was indeed mom talk.
No, this one was wild. She was dancing next to her baby who was in the ICU, right?
Lily was taken to the hospital because of low oxygen.
Yeah.
Levitt wrote in her caption in a since deleted post. Yeah.
She's like dancing next to the child. So that's like a crazy vibe. But that's what they're kind of all on. Whitney, it's Whitney, right?
Yeah, Whitney.
Whitney, she starts off very, very sweet on the show, very like non-confrontational. Don't let her trick you.
No, she's fooling. She's fooling a lot of the audience.
She takes some crazy turns. Taylor, too.
Yeah, Taylor was the main focus of episode one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Taylor, I think Taylor's the reason they have the show, because if they were just a group called Mom Talk, No Controversy, that's not good reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
However, Taylor came out in a statement and said that some of the moms were, I guess, in an open relationship, more or less. Which,
yeah, with the other...
with the other yeah,
members of the group.
Yeah,
so it was
so
your eyes.
Yes. And you know, that's not in the book of Latter-day Saints. So
no.
Obviously among their community they felt like a big secret had been revealed, and to their followers it was just probably the last thing you'd expect. That's why it's the secret.
That's why
lives.
It's secret, yeah. And Taylor exposed everyone, so everyone has mad beef with Taylor to start off.
But they won't do it. They won't say it though.
Like, no, it's very like they go in interviews and talk about how they don't like the other people, but they're not like forward with it.
Yeah, they're all asking Taylor about her new boy fee. And
it's bad news.
Yeah, I don't know though. I don't know how he gives me weird vibes, cuz like the first episode I felt really bad for him cuz Taylor was throwing chairs at him.
And he struggles through addiction too.
Yeah.
Like he's like addicted.
Yeah.
And
you know, he's in recovery, but he might not be, Taylor was also kind of struggling with substance abuse.
Yeah, she also, has some
stuff
alcohol.
Going on. Yeah, the Taylor ride is crazy because, the first episode, she says that, like, she had the scandal.
Mm-hmm.
She reunites with the girls, allegedly for the first time since the scandal, and they have that confrontation. And then she tells them she's pregnant. With her boyfriend of a couple
and
weeks,
and she's still going through a divorce.
Still going through a divorce.
Has a child, another child. Yeah.
Then, that child.
Like, is this actually real?
Yes, it's real. No, it was all in the first episode.
No,
then,
it's like, boom, boom, boom. Like, there's no like time to pause in the first episode.
Then, God bless her. The baby was sick during the pregnancy, but then she goes out to like. Dinner with her boyfriend to like I don't know for the show purposes or for like reconciliation purposes, but they look pretty happy at the dinner, and then
until chairs are being thrown and like was it at the restaurant or was it back home?
It was back home, but
oh,
it was the
it
same
cuts
night
to like the police at her house.
It cuts to body cam footage.
Yes, body cam footage, and then they're like, we're gonna have to arrest you for domestic violence, and she gets her hands cuffed. She was like arrested.
Three years probation. So and then but it cuts. So the cuts were crazy because it was like, oh, it was like Taylor scandal, Taylor pregnant, Taylor not pregnant, Taylor dating boyfriend, domestic violence against her boyfriend. 11 months later, on probation, also newly pregnant again with her boyfriend.
Wait, again?
How
over the span of how much time did all of these events happen?
The like first ones were like the domestic violence and the like first pregnancy, that was like within like a month, right?
Yeah.
And then they take like a big cutaway, like it's what, like you said 11 months?
Yeah, 11 months later.
And then comes back and the boyfriend that she got in a domestic violence abuse or dispute with, she's pregnant with. And she's keeping the child too.
And she also rejoins the church. She was saying she was going to take a step away from the church, but post arrest, she's rejoining.
So, like, is this just like a Mormon friend group, or are they all part of the same church, or do they like live near each other? Like, what's the vibe going on here?
Like friend group, low key, like same. I don't know if they all go to the same church. I'm assuming probably they're all like close to each other because they're all getting lunch all the time. But that's only the first episode alone, and it like. it's crazy, the amount of Taylor stuff. And then it made sense, like, of course this is the person that, like, spilled the beans on the open relationship.
Yeah, because
she's, like, just messy. She's just doing everything. And it was on, like, an Instagram or TikTok Live is where she, like, told the world about the open relationship.
She's like, a rose, thank you. But anyway, me and my husband, yeah, we were out here cheating on each other a lot. And everyone knew. And all you guys were cheaters, too. And we make mom talk videos together.
And we run mom talk.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite part about the show, we're going to have to sign off in a second. My favorite part about the show is the intro. They're all wearing like blue coats and they like do like a gesture.
And it
like
looks
they cover
like
their mouth.
I got to see this after.
No, it looks so like it kind of looks like a cultish vibe a little bit. Yeah. But it's really cool. It's a funny intro.
Yeah. That is it for the first community coordination. Thank you all for bearing with. Next, I believe we have Some Bunny Loves You with Alive Girl. So feel free to stay tuned if you so please for some great music. And this is Young DJ DK,
DJ Mad Dog,
and DJ Vera
signing off.